This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. The week is almost over. You can see it. The end is nigh. That's probably a darker way to put that. A good end. The weekend is nigh. I thought nigh meant it wasn't coming. It is coming. Nigh means near. The weekend is nigh. I came up with that, not Jewish producer Chris. The weekend is nigh, and we're about to talk about some stuff. Why do Democrats keep doubling down, not just on evil things? That's easy to explain. Why do they continue doubling down on things that are unpopular? Double down on the tranny stuff. Double down on all the illegal stuff. Double down on this. Double down on that. Why? And why? Why the obvious escalation in rhetoric? It's not like it's just the normal apocalyptic Democrat rhetoric. Now they're getting louder, meaner. What's going on? Even about prayer.
Appreciate this journey. I agree with the mayor. I'm not the thoughts and prayers. I'm so beyond that nonsense, the lie.
Democrats have always scoffed at the idea of prayer after a tragedy, but it was always gentle scoffing. You never heard the escalation like you heard yesterday. I'm tired of your stupid prayers. Prayers don't work. That's stupid. I'm tired of this nonsense. What? Why are you getting meaner at a time where everyone says you're too mean? You've become the scolding, nag, unfun party. A catastrophic drop in voter registration that is so catastrophic, the communist-run New York Times prints an article about it every other day talking about Democrats are in serious trouble of being smashed from existence as people flee their party and register as Republicans. And yet, in the face of all this, they're cranking things up, not down. Well, let's cover this. I want you to picture this. We'll use an analogy here. I want you to picture that I have raised my sons to pray about everything. And don't get me wrong, we do pray. I don't pray near enough, okay? But let's just say that I have been better and I raised them to pray about everything, no matter what. Something good happens, prayer, thanks. Something bad, prayer, asking God. Pray about everything. And that's how they've been raised year after year after year after year after year. Now they're 14 and 16. They've lived their entire lives, pray about everything. And then I try to just stop, wash my hands of it. I'm tired of all this prayer nonsense. I don't believe in God anymore. I'm sick of the prayer stuff. How would that fly with my sons who have been nurtured to believe that prayer matters a lot, and they've been taught by me? It wouldn't fly at all. They're old enough now. Dad, why aren't we praying? Dad, we have to pray. What are you talking about? Democrats have created a system they can't escape right now, and that's why you're seeing what you're seeing. And here is exactly what happened. And this is why things are escalating. Some of this we've covered before. We're going to try to break it down very simply right now. You know, as we talked about before, communists are herd animals. They don't want to think for themselves. Don't be naive and think that everyone wants that. They want to go where they're told, think what they're told. Life is easier that way. It just is. It's easier to be part of the herd. This gives communist leaders more power to create a herd mentality in them and to create symbols of worship and symbols of hatred in them. Let me ask you how many Democrats you've seen routinely change various symbols on their social media depending on what the latest Democrat talking point is. One day it's a Black Lives Matter square. I love George Floyd. And then at the drop of a hat, Ukraine for life, baby. Fauci's the best. Go worship him. They're able to do that with their followers. And it works the exact same way with people they hate. This is going to be the main driver behind this. They 10 years ago, the communists decided, for a variety of reasons, that Donald Trump was the sum of all fears. Donald Trump was going to be a threat to their power. And so 10 years ago, they began over and over and over and over and over again programming the Democrat street animals in this country to believe that Donald Trump is the source of all of their problems. He is evil. He is Putin. He is Hitler. He is a Nazi. Over and over and over again, every media talking head, every Democrat talking head, they have nurtured the street animals to believe that Donald Trump is the source of all their problems. Now, fast forward to today. It's the year 2025. You are the Democrat Party, and you can read poll numbers. You understand that the kooky, evil, demonic stances your party now takes are not selling to the American people. They're just not. The tranny stuff is a loser. The flood the country with illegal stuff, it is a loser. You understand that. But you have spent 10 years programming your base to believe Donald Trump is the enemy of all. Everything he does is evil. He's not capable of doing good. And as a result, they are demanding that you fight harder. All these polls keep coming out of Democrat voters, and the polls show Democrat voters are unhappy with Democrat leaders. Sounds like an obvious point. Well, of course, they take kooky stances. No, 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 no. The polls do not show that Democrats are unhappy with their leaders because they're too kooky. Poll after poll after poll after poll shows Democrats are unhappy with their leaders because they're, quote, not fighting Trump hard enough. There's the devil. You told me he's the devil. Devil's there. Why aren't you fighting the devil harder? You should be fighting harder. He is the devil. You've told them that over and over and over again. So now, even if you want to back away from this little thing or that little thing, hey, maybe we shouldn't be the pro-crime party guys. That's generally not good branding. Even if that's what you believe, you have programmed your street animals to not allow you off of that stance. And this is why I warned and continue to warn you that Democrat street violence, communist street violence, is going to increase from here. Don't think for a moment that horrible day yesterday was the last one. It will increase from here because it's a death spiral. The kooky followers demand louder, meaner, more violent rhetoric. The communists, the elite ones, they stand up in front of those people and say,
"This is not Germany. That's the SS and the Gestapo. This is the United States of America. Unmask yourselves."
One crazy street animal hears it one too many times, and he goes to hurt somebody. Gavin Newsom is the best example of this because he's running for president, as everyone knows. He's giving speeches, going on every show he can possibly get on, trying to get out in front of the rest of the Democrat field so he can be the nominee. Gavin Newsom has repeatedly, on the campaign trail, said the ridiculous lie that Donald Trump is running again in 2028 and there won't be an election.
I don't think Donald Trump wants another election. You think for a second you want... I have two dozen Trump 2028 hats. His folks keep sending me.
And you think he's going to run again?
Who spends $200 million on a ballroom at their home and then leaves the house? So this is serious, guys. This is serious.
So it'll be Newsom Trump in 28.
This guy doesn't believe in free, fair elections. He tried to wreck this country. Were you there January 6th? I mean, he tried to light democracy on fire.
There's not going to be an election. He's not going to leave. He's going to run again. These are ridiculous, absurd lies. Ridiculous. Over the top. He says those lies, though, and his animal base eats it up and they act. But the animal base demands he says these lies. It's this prison of their own making, and that's why the violence is going to get worse. Let's get off that. Let's do some more emails. Next.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. Remember, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. I like this plan, Chris. Jewish producer Chris was saying during the break that eventually, given how fast the show is growing, we're going to have to hire someone else. We like to keep a small crew around here, but we're going to have to hire someone else, and then... whenever we get him, we're going to have to send him out on food runs. To which I thought it would be hilarious if we did and never got him anything. And we just forced him. And then, you know what we do? With a straight face. We should genuinely do this for at least a couple weeks just to mess with him and see if he's tough enough to hang around here. Never mention it. Never offer to get him anything. And then whenever we get anything... we just sit and, oh my gosh, that is so good. That is the best cheesesteak I have ever eaten. Chris, how's yours? What, Chris? What? We would have some people quit, but look, this is just like boot camp. You have to weed out the weak. That's why you rub it in their faces. You just tell them all the time that, hey, we're out of money. Look, maybe one day we'll get you something. For now, you need to bring cold cuts from home. Anyway, hey, Chris, pass me a chicken wing. It will be the best. Abusive? Yes. Hilarious? Also yes. And that's what matters here. Jesse, what's something stupid you would do with $1 billion? All right. I'm an impatient person. I know you're probably going to be shocked by that. But I'm an impatient person. By the way, did Ask Dr. Jesse Friday start already? How did I end up with that question? I'm an impatient human being. And theme parks, I've always been a big fan. When I say theme parks, I just mean roller coasters. I like roller coasters. I like them fast and scary and dangerous and flipping you upside down. I am a roller coaster man. I want to go on rides. But... The big parks, like Six Flags or something like that, Cedar Point, you know, anything like that. You show up and you get one ride. If it's a busy day, you're waiting an hour at least before you ride something else. The ride itself is 2 minutes. The juice is not worth the squeeze. You show up and spend 5-6 hours in the sun. You rode 7 rides, maybe. You spent a fortune and you went home. And I have heard that mega rich people have done this before. So surely someone else could do it. I could definitely do it for $1 billion. I want to rent out a theme park for me. Well, not just for me, Chris. I'll bring one other person. but just for me and one other person, and the whole thing is mine. If I want to get off the ride and just get right back on, I can. What, Chris? What? You could buy an island for how much money that's going to cost? Why don't you look it up? I think people have done this. I'm pretty sure super rich people have done this, rented out something like Disney World or something like that. I want to do that so bad. Also, credit to RFK Jr. This is good.
We are doing those kind of studies now at NIH. We're launching studies on the potential contribution of some of the SSRI drugs and some of the other psychiatric drugs that might be contributing to violence. You know, many of them on there had black box warnings that warn of suicidal ideation and homicidal ideation. So we can't exclude those as a culprit, and those are the kind of studies that we're doing.
Look, I don't know how damaging our psychiatric drugs are on people's minds. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be some doctor or pharmacist. I'm not going to pretend to be an expert in this field. But I do know some things. I know that your mind is created to function without these things. And if you start taking these things, it starts blocking this and creating that. And I have known many people in my life on legal medication, you know, prescribed medication, and over a long enough period of time, they're just not them anymore. And I also know this, and I don't know whether this is cause and effect. I don't. A shocking number of these mass shooters are on these drugs. A shocking number. Now, you can argue, well, yeah, they're mentally ill, so of course they're taking it. Or you can argue, well, yeah, the drug made them mentally ill. I'm not saying that. I don't know. But that we're looking into this is a very, very, very good, healthy thing. Instead of our federal health services constantly just pushing pills all the time, a new pill here, a new pill there, having our federal health services instead turn into research organizations that look into things, study things, and then bring us information. That is a radical change from what we have had, from the circus freaks we had.
One of those individuals wrote in his departure statement that he identifies pregnant women as pregnant people. So that's not someone who we want in this administration anyway. So if people are not aligned with the president's vision and the secretary's vision to make our country healthy again, then we will gladly show them the door.
That we are changing that culture is a good thing. Now let's talk about changing the culture at your work. It's hard to find the right person. It's hard to find a good fit. And your time is valuable. You don't have 5 hours a day to sift through resumes, make these. You don't have that time, and ZipRecruiter knows you don't have that time. ZipRecruiter is the hiring site employers prefer the most because of time, the time it saves you. They have matching technology on ZipRecruiter. When you post your job, ZipRecruiter will track down the top talent and bring it to your door. They're not going to say, here's 10,000 people, best of luck. 4 out of 5 employers find somebody the first day. You don't have to wait months. Well, hopefully by next year, ZipRecruiter makes it happen now. You want to try it for free? ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse lets you try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at JesseKellyShow.com.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Thursday as we head into the weekend, which I know is not here yet, but Friday's practically a weekend day when it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, just to recap something we've said, we're going to get to the emails and walk away from all the serious stuff. But Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey stood up today and said something. And I just want to again remind you over and over and over again. Communists disarm people so they can hurt them. They always have. They always will. They believe in violence as a means to achieve and keep power. They've always believed that. Americans and their love of guns is not... It's not, maybe it's not important to you. Maybe it's just a weird gun culture, but maybe it's not important to you. That's fine. But to the communist, it's everything. It has always been the wall that prevents him from achieving the total power he actually wants. We have more guns and ammunition than they do. A lot more. More than the military. More than the police agencies. We are ridiculously armed in the United States of America. Now, maybe you love that. Maybe you hate it. Maybe you don't care. That doesn't matter. What does matter is they hate it because they just want to be able to hurt you so bad. So badly, it's what they want. And that's why they get up and talk like this after every single shooting.
We need a statewide and a federal ban on assault weapons.
Yeah, but we got it. That's not about weapons. It's not about shootings. That's not about dead kids. That's him trying to reach that mountaintop communists have tried to reach for a very long time. The mountaintop being you are defenseless and they have all the guns. That's what it's always about. That's the reason they always take that line. And you know how I've told you, and I will always tell you, that we need to be peaceful, aggressive, but peaceful. Legally, lawfully, be aggressive and take your country back. Run for local office, get loud, all these things, but peaceful and lawful. Don't ever dream for the days of a civil war or something, which would be the worst thing in the world. Don't ever dream of those days. And just like I've always told you, the only exception to that is if they ever show up to take away your guns. That's when peaceful stops. People trying to take away your weapons want to hurt you. They at least want the ability to hurt you if you don't do what you're told. That is universal. Don't ever even consider it. Jesse, I'm slightly younger than you. I finally had the talk, not about the birds and the bees, but my barber told me the other day that my hair is thinning out a little bit on top. Being a descendant of very hairy and mainly Scottish men, this was a shock to me. Are there any preventative measures you wish you'd taken before it was too late? Barring that, are there any support groups? He says, Semper Fi, his name is Matt. Okay, first of all, I don't need a support group, all right? Second, let me explain how this is going to go for you, brother. And in fact, young men listening right now, you really should be listening. Listen hard, because this is how it happens if you have baldness anywhere in your family. I always knew I was doomed. My dad, in his 30s, started thinning out, just started buzzing it down. On my mom's side, too, my grandpa Hank, God rest his soul, thin on top, eventually disappeared on top. There just aren't full heads of hair for very many men on either side of my family. So I always knew my clock was ticking. I always knew that. But I initially did what all men do and what you will do. I denied it. First, it started with Ob. I mean, Ob's the one who sees me every day, right? And Ob would say, baby, it's getting a little thin on top. And I would look, and I genuinely couldn't see it. What are you talking about? It's fine. It's fine. And she's trying the best she can to be nice while not being nice. Baby, it's not fine. It's thinning on top. And then she came with your hairline in the front. It's receding. And I looked and I never saw it. I don't think it's receding. You will do the very masculine thing and deny reality for as long as humanly possible until you can't possibly deny it anymore. That's what happened to me. I finally got to the place where because I do TV, you know, too. I have a TV show on the first TV every night right after this one's over, where I would look at a clip of myself. Someone would put a little 2-minute clip online or something, and I would look at how pointy the front of my hair was. And it was pointy because the rest of it was way far back. And then I would like look down when I was on camera. I'd do this thing where I'd look down and you could see my scalp pretty clearly. And then, you know what the final straw was? Dark day. The final straw for me, I think it was a track meet. I think James had a track meet. Don't quote me on that. I'm not sure about that. But I think it was a track meet. We had an outdoor event we had to go to, and I'm pretty sure it was one of James's track meets. I traditionally have not really been much of a hat guy. I don't have anything against hats. I've always had a baseball cap, things like that. But I just don't wear hats a lot. We go spend the day out there. I put on sunscreen. I was a good boy that day. Walking around all day, track meet, sun's out. No big deal. That night, scalp was itching a little bit, and I reached up and I scratched it. The tippy top of my head, I scratched it, and it went, ooh, oh, what the? Why does that hurt so bad? Now, my hair was 2 inches, 3 inches. I mean, there was hair there. It's all over. There was hair there. I went to the bathroom and looked down and like parted my hair on top. My scalp was practically blistering. It had been sunburnt so badly right through my hair. And that was the moment I knew, Ob's not lying. It's really gone. Buddy, there's nothing you can do about it. Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm sure there is. I'm sure they have various creams and chemicals and surgeries and things like that. Just let it go, bud. Let it go. You know, I've told you before, ladies, it's really okay if you get some lines on your face. It's fine. You're not supposed to look 20 forever. It's weird. It's weird when you try to. It's okay to get old. Fellas, it's okay to lose some hair. It's okay to go bald. It's okay to maybe not look quite like you used to look. You're not supposed to. When you're 45, you're not supposed to look like you're 25. And when you're 65, you're not supposed to look like you're 45. That's not how it works. Just buzz it down and call it a day. All right? Buzz it down and call it a day. Now, I have a great story and a terrible story when it comes to law enforcement and holding communists accountable under the law. Because remember what we talked about earlier, you don't have to do anything unlawful or unethical to really fight against communists and keep them in check in this country, just arrest them when they break the law. Arrest them, prosecute them, send them to prison. You will find they will back off and back away because even communists don't want to spend time in prison. Sometimes we can do this. Sometimes we can't. We'll talk about that next.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, fantastic Thursday as we roll along here. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So two different stories. You want the bad one or the good one first? Let's do the bad one first. Then we slam you down with bad news and then lift people up, Chris, with good news. Don't roll your eyes. It's a strategy, you see? Remember that dude who runs like a female who threw a Subway sandwich off the guys in Washington, D.C., off the border agents in Washington, D.C. who were walking the streets? You remember the video. If you didn't see the video, you at least remember we talked about it. These guys are in D.C., arresting people, cleaning up crime. Some crazy communist who works for the DOJ out at night eating a Subway sandwich. Well, about to eat a Subway sandwich, most definitely with two hands when you see this guy. He goes walking right up to the Border Patrol guys and from a foot away assaults them. He spikes his sandwich off their chest and then goes and running. I'm running! And you should have seen it. It was the best thing I've ever seen.
Why are you gay?
They arrest him, of course. Obvious assault on camera. Headline. D.C. grand jurors refuse to indict ex-DOJ staffer for assaulting a border agent. This is a challenge for us on the right. And I'll be honest with you, I am not totally sure how we get past this particular obstacle. I'm sure we will find a way eventually. I just don't know what that way is. And that obstacle is this. Washington, D.C. is the most communist place in the United States of America. Percentage-wise, I actually don't think any other place is close. It's 94%, 95% communist. And they're committed communists. Why did all those January Sixers get ridiculous charges thrown at them? Over the top, crazy charges. And yet, I mean, the vast majority of them went to prison, burned for it. Because they were sitting in front of Washington, D.C. juries full of communists who believe in jailing their political opponents. So all you have to do is show someone your MAGA hat and they're ready to throw you in prison for 30 years. And it works the opposite way, too. This D.C. area, when you have any kind of a grand jury or an actual trial with the jury, if it's a communist standing trial, the communists and the jury, they're not going to indict. They're not going to convict. Communists believe in letting other communists out of prison. They always have. They are a tribe. Now, the actual sandwich thrower, I'm not going to act like it's a matter of national security that this guy goes to prison for throwing his chicken club at a Border Patrol agent. I'm not saying that. But how many of these upcoming trials, how many of these are going to be tried in D.C. if we even have trials? I'm talking about trials like James Comey, John Brennan, James Clapper, others. We want all these indictments to come down. We want these people arrested for their crimes. Look, John Bolton. John Bolton was just raided. I don't know if he committed any crimes yet. I don't have any idea. The allegations are pretty bad. Stealing classified documents, emailing them. There is even an allegation today that a hostile foreign spy service is in possession of the classified information that Bolton had. So that's really, really bad. But where's that trial going to be? John Bolton, he has done the communist duty over the past few years. He has come out and loudly proclaimed that Trump is the end of all things. He hates Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the absolute worst. John Bolton got himself a shiny new system membership card over the last couple years Does John Bolton sit in front of a D.C. jury and get convicted? And this is a problem. When we have an evil, criminal, corrupt federal government that is located in Washington, D.C., and we can't ever convict anyone of a crime in Washington, D.C. if they're on the left, it's basically a get-out-of-jail-free card. How do we clean things up? That's tough. That's real tough. Disheartening. We shall see what the future brings, but not a good sign for what's coming. You know, it is good taking a free class from Hillsdale. Take 40 of them. That's good. It's good to get wiser. It's really good to learn about the Constitution, the Federalist Papers. Maybe the ancient Christian church fascinates you. How were things when they were getting started? Maybe you want to learn about capitalism, Rome, Athens, Sparta. Hillsdale will teach you for free. No cost. Hillsdale, they don't keep all that wisdom to themselves, hiding it on campus for the geniuses who can get into Hillsdale. They want everyone to know critical parts of history. More than 40 free online courses. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse gives you access to it. Go and enjoy. Do it with your family. Please, when you're on the road, have everybody put the smartphones down and play a class on the road. Everybody can learn. You will find it enjoyable when you're at home, flipping through the channels. Enjoy. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. Also, I promised you good news. Here's good news. Medical workers who interfered with ICE now face federal charges. ICE agents were in Ontario, California. They're in there snatching up illegals. And these deranged, dirty commies, I told you, be careful with the medical profession. These deranged commies start trying to physically stop ICE from apprehending the illegals, and now they're facing federal charges. They just can't help themselves. The communist has to break the law. But again, they're inspired by this stuff.
This is not Germany. That's the SS and the Gestapo. This is the United States of America. Unmask yourselves.
What? All right, now let's talk about something serious. We are going to discuss this potential Republican National Convention thing, but that's not that important. This, however, is very, very important.
A growing problem in the United States with the number of hostile attacks against Christians skyrocketing. Just last year, there were 415 incidents, which is a 730% increase just since 2018.
A 730% increase since 2018. But wait. It's actually much worse than that. We know for a fact the FBI and major law enforcement agencies across the country lie all the time about crime statistics to protect Democrats and indict Republicans. There'll be a black dude, a Latino dude who assaults someone. They'll call him white, or they'll lie about what he actually did, or they just flat out won't send their crime numbers in to the FBI. That way it gives everybody a Democrat talking point. Crime has gone down. So what we know is there's been a 730% increase in the last 7 years. So that means it's much, much higher than that. What is happening to the church, to Christians? And why is it happening? Why are these things increasing so much? Let's talk about that next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
About something about a comedic tone.
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.